In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is part two of the video, The Jews and the Nazis, by Pope Venerable Pius XII, published on the 99 Catholics channel. For first-time viewers watching this video, please watch the first part so you can understand how this whole situation started. The link for the video of part one will be pinned in the comments section to help you find it easily. Please share your thoughts and comments about this video. Be respectful and civil in your comments. Thank you. On September 10th of the year 1943, German troops entered Rome. On September 20th, Herbert Kappler, a key German SS officer and the Gestapo's representative in Rome, demanded that Italian Jews hand over 110 pounds or 50 kilos of gold within the next 24 hours, or they would be immediately deported. The chief rabbi of Rome, Eugenio Maria Zoli, who became a Catholic after the war, went to the Pope because they had only been able to collect 77 pounds or 35 kilos, and the Pope, with the help of the Catholic communities in Rome, promised him the remaining 33 pounds or 15 kilos, which were not needed afterwards. However, on October 16th of the year 1943, the SS, on Heinrich Himmler's direct order, arrested 1,259 Jews, who were taken to Germany, where most died in the gas chambers. But Pope Venerable Pius XII did not remain inactive, despite having the Germans in Rome who watched him. Since the month of September, Pope Venerable Pius XII had given orders that all convents, including cloistered ones, receive Jews to avoid their arrest. In Rome alone, 155 convents, some closed convents, gave asylum to approximately 50,000 Jews. At least 30,000 found refuge in the papal summer residence of Castel Gandolfo. 60 Jews lived for 9 months in the Pontifical Gregorian University, and several hundred in the Vatican itself. His Eminence Pietro Boeto, who served as Archbishop of Genoa, saved at least 800. The Bishop of Assisi hid 300 Jews for more than 2 years. The Bishop of Campania saved approximately 900. In all, more than 85,000 Italian Jews were saved by the direct action of the Catholic Church. The seriousness of hiding Jews in convents and church buildings was evident given the Vatican's neutrality, as this could be considered a hostile act against the Germans. On the nights of November 26th and 27th of the year 1943, the SS and the fascists broke into some Catholic institutions in Florence and made arrests and deportations. On December 21st in Italy, the Holy See worried a lot, since it could be accused of favoring the enemies of the Reich, but things did not go any further. Meanwhile, Pope Venerable Pius XII was concerned about the food supply of the population of Rome and used all diplomacy to ensure that Rome was not a battlefield on both sides of the war, and thus the great artistic treasure and culture of the city was protected. For this reason, after the liberation, Pope Venerable Pius XII was considered the defender of the city by the Italians. As for the Jews, while 80% of European Jews died during the war, 80% of Italian Jews were saved. On the other hand, Pope Venerable Pius XII, since 1939, organized a communication system to deliver information to the relatives of Jews, prisoners, or displaced persons during the war. The data on this information has been taken from the Vatican's secret archive and has been published in two volumes entitled Inter Arma Caritas, where you can see the assistance network for war victims with lists of prisoners, civilians, and soldiers. At first, there were 100 employees to attend to requests for information. In the year 1943, there were already 600 employees and tens of thousands of requests were attended to daily. According to Pinchas Lapide, who lived from 1922 to 1997, who served as Israel's consul to Milan and interviewed surviving Italian Jews, in his book, Three Popes and the Jews, he says that Pope Venerable Pius XII contributed substantially to saving 700,000 Jews and perhaps 860,000 from certain death at the hands of the Nazis. And he goes on to say, the Catholic Church saved more Jews during the war than all other churches, religious institutions, or organizations combined. This in contrast to what has been achieved by the Red Cross or Western democracies. Yet for all Pope Venerable Pius XII did, many continue to say that he was not brave enough to speak out about the Nazi horrors, and that he should have spoken louder to expose the horrors the Nazi regime was perpetrating against the Jews. These people accuse Pope Venerable Pius XII of too much prudence, of his guilty silences, and of insufficient action. What is certain is that Pope Venerable Pius XII cannot be accused of being a pro-Nazi or an anti-Jew, or a coward, since several times he stated that he was willing to die. His assistant, the Jesuit priest Robert Liber, clearly stated after the war that Pope Venerable Pius XII did not know the reality of the facts regarding the final Jewish solution, and that it was not true that he possessed absolutely reliable material information, whose reliability he personally considered incontestable. It is true that in his speeches, he never used the word Nazis or Jews. Pope Venerable Pius XII spoke in general. He decided to act a lot and talk little. Perhaps for some, Pope Venerable Pius XII should have spoken out more and louder against the Nazis. But these people forget that the Allies spoke much less than Pope Venerable Pius XII, because they were afraid to accept thousands of Jewish refugees in their own countries. They were better informed, and they did not want to talk. The International Red Cross and other neutral nations, such as Sweden and Switzerland, also chose not to protest, fearing their humanitarian activities could be disrupted in German-controlled countries. But if Pope Venerable Pius XII had denounced the Nazis forcefully, would the Nazis have stopped pursuing their anti-Catholic and anti-Jewish policy? It is not opportune to denounce a murderer who has his victims at his mercy if you do not have the means to immediately remove him from the opportunity to harm them. The Nazi documents, published in the year 1998, and collected in the book Pio XII, I Gli Ebrei, by Sister Margherita Marchioni, revealed the existence of a German plan called Rabat Fon, which should have been carried out in the month of January of the year 1944, and which provided that soldiers of the 8th SS Cavalry Division, disguised as Italian soldiers, would conquer the Vatican and eliminate Pope Venerable Pius XII with the entire Vatican. The cause of the reprisal appears explicitly: the Pope's protest in favor of the Jews. The diary of Paul Joseph Goebbels confirms the information that was already feared at that time, that Hitler thought several times about arresting Pope Venerable Pius XII and making him a prisoner in Liechtenstein or in the city of Munich. If Pope Venerable Pius XII had spoken loudly, the Nazis would have had the appropriate motive for their propaganda that Pope Venerable Pius XII was anti-German and would have arrested him. The convents would have been deprived of their immunity, and Pope Venerable Pius XII would not have been able to save so many thousands of Italian Jews with his direct action. It would also have given rise to a bloody massacre of priests and lay Catholics in the Third Reich. If Pope Venerable Pius XII had spoken more, he would have exposed the lives of millions of Catholics in the occupied territories to retaliation. Would a deliberate condemnation of Hitler and a public condemnation have fixed anything? Pinchas Lapide says, "None of us wanted the Pope to speak openly. We were all refugees. The Gestapo would have increased and intensified the persecutions." The Catholic bishop Jean Bernard, interned in the Nazi concentration camp at Dachau, says in his memoirs that the priests trembled every time a protest came from a religious authority, especially from the Vatican. Robert Kempner, who served as Assistant United States Chief Counsel during the International Military Tribunal at Nuremberg, wrote, "Any propaganda attempt by the Catholic Church against Hitler's Reich would have only been a provocative self-slaughter." In the year 1943, Chaim Weizmann, who would become the first president of the State of Israel, wrote, "The Holy See is lending its mighty assistance wherever possible to alleviate the fate of my persecuted fellow believers." In the month of September of the year 1945, Ary Leon Kubowitzki, Secretary General of the World Jewish Congress, personally thanked Pope Venerable Pius XII for his interventions and donated $20,000 to the Denari Sancti Petri and Alms of St. Peter as a sign of recognition for the work carried out by the Holy See, saving Jews from persecution, fascists, and Nazis. The most illustrious of Jews, Albert Einstein, said in Time magazine on December 23rd of the year 1940, "The universities, like the newspapers, were reduced to silence in a few weeks. Only the Catholic Church stood solidly strong and stood up to Hitler's campaign to suppress the truth. I have not had any interest in the church, but now I have great affection and admiration, because only the church has had the courage and perseverance to defend intellectual truth and moral truth. I must confess that what once I have despised, now I must praise without reservation." For this reason, in the year 1954, the Jew Leon Poliakov wrote that the extraordinary humanitarian efforts made by the church after Hitler's terror can never be forgotten. Francis Osborne, a British minister to the Holy See, a non-Catholic, who was housed at the Vatican from the month of June of the year 1940 to the year 1944, and who knew Pope Venerable Pius XII well, says in a letter to the Times of London on May 20th of the year 1963, "Pius XII was very benign, gentle, generous, understanding, a person that I have had the privilege of meeting throughout my life. I know that because of his sensitive nature, he was constantly grieved by the tragic human suffering caused by the war, and no doubt he would have been ready to offer his life to relieve humanity of the tragedies of the conflict. But what else could he have done effectively? His Eminence Domenico Tardini, a close collaborator of Pope Venerable Pius XII, says that in the months of war, Pope Venerable Pius XII reduced his food and multiplied his penances until he did without, among other things, heating his rooms during the winter. General Bernard Montgomery wrote in the Sunday Times of London on October 12th of the year 1958, 3 days after the death of Pope Venerable Pius XII. "He was a great good man, and I loved him." Golda Meir, Prime Minister of Israel, when Pope Venerable Pius XII died, she sent a message that said, "When the terrible martyrdom fell on our people, the voice of the Pope was raised for the victims. We cry for a great servant of peace." Upon learning of the death of Pope Venerable Pius XII, the great conductor, composer, pianist, the Jew Leonard Bernstein stopped his baton and asked for a moment of silence to honor the Pope who had saved the lives of so many people without distinction of race, nationality, or religion. In fact, at the end of the war, the survivors and the first historians unanimously celebrated the solidarity of the Church and of Pope Venerable Pius XII with the Jews and their resistance to Nazism. Is it necessary to say more? 800,000 saved Jews weren't enough? Would it have been better to speak louder? We are entering a field of assumptions, but the most probable thing would have been that the retaliations would have been immensely greater and with many thousands more deaths. For this reason, we agree with Rabbi David Dallin, who in an article published in the Weekly Standard says that Pope Venerable Pius XII must be recognized as just by virtue of what he did to save the Jews from the Holocaust. In the summer of the year 2001, he said, "If the 12 volumes published by the Holy See are carefully read, if the testimonies and recognition of the Jews during and after the Second World War are considered, and if the speeches delivered by Pope Venerable Pius XII are read in those years, the conclusion is only one. Pope Venerable Pius XII has been as close to the Jews as they could hope for." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.